Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. A major event on the world's sports stage is happening right now. 38 countries from Australia to the United States to Romania are represented. We are not, however, talking about the Winter Olympics. The Roller Derby World Cup is going on right now in Manchester in the UK.
And a Milwaukee woman is among those competing with the best in the world. Jennifer Bennett is not representing the United States, however. She skates for the newly minted Indigenous team, which includes women from Native American tribes in the United States and Canadian First Nations and Métis athletes as well. Jennifer Bennett stopped by the studio before heading to England. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
What about the sport appeals to you so much?
Well, I started skating about 12 years ago in San Francisco. It was just a friend of a friend invited me and told me there was a roller derby bout out in the middle of nowhere next to the Oakland airport. And I said, great, let's go. And I fell in love instantly. I was one of those people who lived at the skating rink when I was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I had roller skates when I was 5 years old. So I loved roller skating. And I saw a bout and I thought, that looks so much fun and I need to do that. And that was kind of about it. And I bought roller skates right away and I tried out for their fresh meat team within a couple of weeks. And it
the fresh meat team.
Yes. And that it was downhill ever since. Downhill in a good way. And so I skated with the Bay Area Derby for about 4 years, and then I moved to Houston, and I skated with Houston Roller Derby for about 3 or 4 years, and then I moved here, and I've been skating with the Bruce City Bruisers for – this is my third season with them.
And there are positions within roller derby. I mean, what is your specialty?
I actually like doing all three of the positions. I really enjoy – I love blocking, I love being a pivot, and I love jamming. All three are – they're all require different skill sets and kind of different mentalities. And when you've been skating, I think, as long as I have, you get to a point where you get bored with one thing and you need to try something else on for, you know, for size. And so I like flipping between all three.
Well, OK, so let's turn to the Indigenous team. How did the team even come into existence?
It was born out of kind of a couple of ideas from a few of us. I actually skated with Team Canada at the inaugural World Cup back in 2011. That was in Toronto, Ontario. And afterwards, I remember one of my former Team Canada teammates putting me in touch with a bunch of women from the Ganawake Reserve, First Nation in Canada and Ontario, and they had started a team on the Mohawk Reserve just outside of Montreal. And they suggested at the time, they were like, well, why don't we put together, a First Nations team? And it got put on the back burner for many years. And then a longtime friend of mine, a woman by the name of Mick Swagger, that's her derby name. She's a really, really well-respected coach and skater. She's been skating for some really, really high-level teams for a long time. And she had decided to she got on Team USA at the 2014 World Cup and had a mixed experience and decided that she wanted to try to make this happen. And she got in touch with a couple of us Indigenous skaters that she knew about a year ago to start putting together the beginnings of it.
Well, and so for you, why was it important to be a part of the team?
That's a really big question. It's one of those things where Native people were a minority within a minority. We're not a very visible minority, and especially like urban centers. And when I first started, I knew I was only a handful of Native skaters that were out there. And it would be a matter of time, like once the sport grew and everything, that it would attract Native skaters. And I think it was important for us to establish ourselves as we are in the United States. We're considered nations within nations. And in Canada, we are considered First Nations. And it's a matter of establishing our symbolic sovereignty and saying we are here. We are a part of these countries, but we're also not a part of these countries. We have our own nations. And so it was important to establish that, I guess.
I was wondering if there was some overlap in the statement that roller derby makes about strong women, and also the statement that this team makes about the strength of indigenous peoples as well.
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like the strength that it takes to do this sport is, I don't know, like it's endogenous. It's you have to be incredibly fit cardiovascular wise, and now strength training has become a huge portion of our fitness level. So to me, it's just like it just comes with the territory that if you play this sport, you've got to be really, really strong physically. But in terms of, I'd say it was more of a recognizing ourselves as sovereign people.
I gather, the team as it stands now, there are about 20 of you, right?
Yes. There's 20 of us, 17 who are making the trip
to
Manchester.
Well, and it's come together as this team in just the last few months.
We had tryouts back in April.
Okay.
We had Mick Swagger, she established a coaching team who would then be responsible for reviewing all the video of people who submitted their who made their submissions. Given that we're spread out all over the place, we couldn't have tryouts in a single place. So it was a video submission tryout.
I guess that was what I was driving at, how it was possible to come together as a team with the players scattered throughout North America.
Lots and lots and lots of Skype. So between that and Mick organizing the coaching team and establishing the team, we've just been, you know, utilizing Skype and group chats and everything to stay in touch with each other and make plans and, you know, get all of our information out and everything.
Well, right. So what were the kinds of things that you talk about as you plan for this trip? It's a lot of pressure on a few days in Manchester.
Oh, yes. I've probably started – I think once we all found out that we were on that team, we all immediately started training, and that was 5 months ago probably. So I have been – I actually am recovering from an injury. I had ACL reconstruction surgery about 6 months ago, and as soon as I was given the green light to begin exercising again, I've been in the process of training, and I utilize everything from high-intensity interval swimming to weightlifting to – CrossFit to I utilize the YMCA and they have a bunch of wonderful classes for getting ready. The competition is really stiff. I know a lot of the Team USA skaters and a chunk of the Team USA skaters, and they are incredible at this sport and in incredible shape and everything. And that in and of itself is a reason to work out as hard as you can so that you don't die when you go up against them.
Well, and having had the experience of competing at the World Cup level before, do other team members turn to you, you know, from a leadership standpoint?
I would say we have a really nice relationship with each other. I think we all view each other as equals, and I pipe in with my input just to help re-encourage everybody that, you know, despite the fact that we could be going up against a big scary team like Team USA and Team Canada, that they're all human too. And, you know, I've skated against these people before and they're human and they don't fly. Their skates, you know, sometimes leave the ground, but not often. So it's they're not immortal and not to be too afraid of it.
You know, so much of the world is going to be paying attention to the Winter Olympics in the next month. Is this basically the equivalent of the Olympics for flat track?
Yes, it is. And in fact, one of the more incredible stories is a woman by the name of Erin Jackson. She skates for the Jacksonville Roller Girls down in Jacksonville, Florida. And she was a big star on inline racing. And she decided to take up speed skating on ice 6 months ago and came in to the trials here in Milwaukee and got a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. So we now have a U.S. Olympic skater, ice skater, on Team USA.
Having represented Canada at the World Cup in 2011, do you have the sense for what it's going to feel like with you and your teammates walking in as Team Indigenous this year?
I think that there is a lot of anticipation about us. I think that there has been a lot of support from our respective countries as well. Team New Zealand recently changed their name to the Maori name for New Zealand, Aotearoa. And Team Canada is about to release a statement this morning recognizing that they are on First Nations lands and are on our people's traditional territories. And I think that there's been a lot of other interest in what we can do. And one of the things that's probably like really important to me, too, is not just coming in and being and just showing up, but coming in and kicking all of the butt. All of it. As right. much as we can.
This is more than this is far more than a symbolic team.
Yes, exactly. We have a lot of really high level caliber skaters who skate on some really high level teams. And I think that we are going to perform very well.
Well, Jennifer Bennett, go out and kick a lot of butt.
Thank you.
Best of luck. And I hope we'll talk again when you come back.
Great. Thanks.
When she's not working as an environmental engineer in Milwaukee, Jennifer Bennett competes for the Brew City Bruisers Roller Derby Club. She's also a member of the Indigenous team competing at the Roller Derby World Cup in Manchester, England through Sunday.